Welcome to the Matthew Abram Show. I got the audio better. The music's better. We're going to talk about Valentine's Day, Galentine's Day, the quote, big game, a.k.a. the Super Bowl. Oh, yeah. We're celebrating life. We're doing it together because we're forced to, because we're alive, and I don't want to die. I got the Lord Jesus Christ in my life, and I'm not afraid to die. I'm just saying, like, I want to build something. I want to grow something. I want to have something. Matthew Abram Show. Oh, yeah. Okay, so if you're listening to the audio version of the Matthew Abram Show, which is live on anchor.fm, I'm also recording it. But that said, you're going to hear this raw. So you're going to have two intros. I got better music. I'm dancing currently. You can't see it, but you can live on Facebook. Here we go. Oh, you see these dance moves? Oh, my goodness gracious. You got to stay in the camera frame, Matt. Here we go. Having so much fun. Matthew Abram Show! Word of the day. Don't use your words. You're going to lose your words. And seriously, you got to expand your vocabulary. You got to expand your mind. You got to expand your essence. And it's easy to do so when you go to Merriam-Webster's discount. Matt, can you speak? I can. It's Merriam-Webster's Dictionary.com. This is word of the day. Fastidious. Fastidious is the word of the day. F-A-S-T-I-D-I-O-U-S. Fastidious as an adjective. Hey, Matt, what does fastidious mean? It means, quote, showing extreme care when doing something. Less commonly, it may also be used to describe a person who is difficult to please. I thoroughly enjoy vocabulary words that have multiple meanings, multiple varying meanings that almost contradict, but not really. So let's use them in an example. The handbags have clearly been made with fastidious attention to detail. Okay, like you really take care in making sure the handbag is stitched properly and looks awesome. Another example. The quality of food and service at the restaurant should appeal to even the most fastidious diner. So yes, no matter how fastidious you are with a certain project or movement, there can still be those that are quite fastidious and don't accept it as you saw fit. Fastidious versus fastidious. I thoroughly enjoy this word. I will try to use the word throughout the show. Once again, word of the day. National Day. You got to celebrate life, and it's easy to do so when you go to nationaldaycalendar.com to find out what National Day celebrations are happening today. Today is February 13th. It's also National Galentine's Day, G-A-L-E-N-T-I-N-E, Galentine. Galentine's Day on February 13th. Woo! brings women together to celebrate each other every year the day before Valentine's Day. That's always nice, women celebrating women. Oh, it wasn't facetious at all. Anyways, women all have that one friend who cheers on her female companions. She is their best supporter, listener, and companion. No matter what, she has her back. You go, girl, on Galentine's Day. It's also National Tortellini Day. I thoroughly enjoy tortellini. Oh, goodness gracious. Let's go here. We're clicking and we're reading. We're clicking and we're reading. Pasta lovers will enjoy a traditional stuffed pasta during National Tortellini Day. Tortellini is a signature dish from the Italian region of Bologna. That's where also bologna comes from. Where they claim to have created this stuffed pasta packaged with flavor. Ravioli, tortellini, and tortellini, are all part of the same family, are all stuffed pastas. The most common filling for tortellini are ham, white meat, aka chicken, wink, and Parmesan cheese. Members of the world can enjoy this thoroughly as they're going to celebrate Tortellini Day. It's also National Pork Rind Day. Fantastic. I enjoy pork rinds, but they can't be too crunchy. I like them when they're just crunchy enough. On the day of the championship game. We're going to talk about this in the future. So here this article calls it the championship game. On the news, they're not allowed to say the Super Bowl. They have to call it the big game. When you're walking around the grocery store, all you see is big signs. Gather your big game supplies. It's called the Super Bowl. And we're going to talk about why I'm frustrated with that. But we're going to move forward here on the National Day segment with National Pork Rind Day. A variety of snack producers make these high-protein, no-carb, gluten-free, crunchy snacks. Usually lightly seasoned with a little salt, but they all can be spicy, garlicky, and salty all at once. That is delicious. Clever cooks use crushed pork rinds in their recipes to bread fried pork chops. I've even seen meatballs in the sense of my mouth starting to water talking about this food. I'm very excited about National Pork Rind Day. I've put them as breadcrumbs in my meatballs before. I put them in my meatloaf before. Pork rinds are awesome. Yes, it's just literally deep fried fat. You take pork fat and you deep fry it thoroughly until it becomes crispy. That's why it's carb-free. It's gluten-free. It's just fat. It's definitely not fat-free. But you don't want a fat-free diet. Why? Because your brain's made of fat. And you want to power it with proper fat. But we'll talk about that another day. It's also National Cheddar Day. And I'm trying to find where I can click on it because it's so important to celebrate this beautiful day of cheese. National Cheddar Day adds more cheesy goodness on February 13th. Grilled cheese would be a buttered bread with a meltable slices of cheddar in between. Burgers have cheddar on them. There's some history to the love of cheddar as well. How exactly did cheddar become a staple in so many of our favorite foods? Let me tell you while I'm reading this. Cheddar first rolled into being in the village of Cheddar in Somerset, England. Interesting, in the 12th century. While cheddar accounts for more than a third of all cheese sold in the United States, it is a royal hit in the United Kingdom, where it was created, of course, you know, Somerset, England. In fact, more than half of the cheese sales in the UK go to cheddar. In 1894, renowned cheesemaker Peter McClintosh brought his cheesemaking skills to Tillamook County in Oregon. Awesome. Where it rains a lot and has grass was always green. He taught the locals all he knew, and in due time, he earned himself the nickname the Cheese King of the Coast. Today, there are more cows than people in Tillamook. That's awesome. And those local farmers have since formed a farmer-owned cooperative we now know as Tillamook County Creamery Association. So, I mean, I love cheese. I love a lot of different types of cheese. I have actually trouble finding food that I don't like. So, of course, cheddar is going to be involved in my palate and how much I enjoy it. I can eat it straight out of, recently, okay, in my early 30s, I've fallen in love with pasteurized cheddar. Matt, come on, you've got a large palate. You're fairly eclectic with your cuisine. There's no food that you really don't like. I mean, and you like all kinds of different combinations and different fusions and different variations, of course. But something about that pasteurized Velveeta. I mean, I know it's waxy, but my goodness gracious, you put a dollop of it in your marinara. Or I made cheddar chicken broccoli bake the other day. I mean, like, I know it's domesticated and I know it's like low grade, yada, yada, yada. I've fallen in love with pasteurized cheese. National Day. Weird news. I love news and I love weird things. And together it creates my favorite segment of the Matthew Abram Show, Weird News. Headline, crocodile freed from tire stuck around its neck for 6 years. An Indonesian man is being hailed as a hero after he managed to remove a motorcycle tire from around the neck of a crocodile that had been burdened by the onerous object for the last 6 years. That's heartbreaking. Actually, I'm going to get out my handy-dandy statue of a crocodile. If you're listening to the Matthew Abram Show on Anchor.fm, you will not be able to see it, but you can if you go to Facebook Live and or YouTube and watch this week's episode. Let's continue reading. The 13-foot-long creature had become something of a legend in its home country when it was first spotted sporting the rubber ring while swimming in the Palu River back in 2016. Following multiple sightings over the years, officials in Indonesia grew so concerned for the animal's safety that in 2020, they actually went so far as to offer a cash reward to anyone who could rescue the animal from its predicament. And now, thanks to one dedicated individual, the unfortunate animal is finally free. There's been a Valentine's Day situation in Indonesia for this particular alligator. According to a local media reporter, a villager named Tilly in the community of Sragen set about trying to rescue the crocodile around 3 weeks ago and began setting traps using chickens and pigeons. Crocodiles love chickens and pigeons. I got a crocodile story to talk about that. As bait in an attempt to lure the animal out of the water. The patient man's efforts proved to be rah, 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 rah. That was me showing the alligator to the camera, if you were wondering what that was. The patient man's efforts proved to be successful on Monday evening, when the tire-clad creature emerged from the river to avail itself of the free food. With the perfect opportunity presenting itself, Tilly bravely pounced on the animal's end, and with others in the village helping him, they were able to subdue the massive reptile and release it from its rubber ring, aka tire. As seen in the video above, which I'll put a link in the description of the video, they have carefully removed the rubber ring and subsequently released the crocodile back into the river to enjoy its newfound freedom. Quote, "I really wanted to catch him out of pity," Tilly told reporters. Quote, "The crocodile was wrapped in the tire for years. The kindred villager has understandably been praised for his good deed, and many residents noting that he had bested the celebrity conservationist Mohamed Panji." I'd never met the man or seen the man's videos, but I bet they're epic. Known in Indonesia as the, quote, "animal whisperer." I didn't mean to Biden you there for a second. I apologize. Who famously failed to free the crocodile when he attempted to do so back in 2018. And an uncertain as to whether Tilly, you better give Tilly that money. They don't know if Tilly got that money, okay? But we do know that the notorious creature has been freed from its calamity. I'm so thankful that that alligator is free. So once again, rah, 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 I'm free of the tire. This is me on the Matthew Abrams Show voicing and personifying a crocodile who's been freed of his tire. You can't see it because you're listening to it on anchor.fm, but you could also watch it on Livebook. We should make a new website called Livebook. That'd be kind of cool. Only live videos. Anyways, weird news. Passage of the day. It's always a good idea to read the Bible. And, you know, God is full of love. God created love. And tomorrow is Valentine's Day. And so let's read some verses that have to do with biblical love. Romans 12, 9 through 11. This is from the King James Version. Let love be without dissimulation. Pause. Let's read what dissimulation means. Dissimulation, concealment of one's thoughts, feelings, or character. Let's read again. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love. In honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business. Fervent in spirit. Serving the Lord. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Okay? The golden rule is beautiful. And we all need more love in our life. You can't have enough love in your life. We've noticed that the situation that's happened in the past couple of years has reduced the amount of love that people have in their hearts and are able to be put in their hearts. And so we all need to be beacons of love on this Galentine's Day, pre-Valentine's Day. And we need to do so with each other. So these verses are beautiful because they're so simple and concise. Let love be without dissimulation. So let me read it again with using the definition. Let love be without concealment of one's thoughts, feelings, or character. Let your loved ones know how you feel. Be bold in your love. Be brave in your love. Let others know that you love them. Reach out to them and say, hey, I love you. And show love by having brotherly love. Help them with their groceries. Help them clean up their home. Sacrifice your time for them. Show a stranger love. Pull over and help them with their tire. These are things that we all can do, that we all need to do, that we all know we need more of. What, you want to live in a world less with less love? You want to live in a world that people don't help each other out? You want to live in a world that people don't show love in the most random, most beautiful ways? No. No, you don't. You don't want to be part of the problem. You want to be part of the solution. Let's read these beautiful verses again. Romans 12, 9 through 11. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Cleave to that which is good. You know exactly what I'm talking about. These verses are beautiful. They're not hard to understand. Verse 10, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. Don't prefer evil. Don't prefer things that are not appropriate, that are not of God. Prefer each other. Prefer love. Come on now. Verse 11, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord fervently with fastidious behavior. Wink. Ha ha ha. First word of the day. With fastidious behavior, with fastidious love. Have fastidious love in your life, guys. Seriously. This has been the Bible segment of the Matthew Abrams Show. Guys, today is the big game. I'm tired of saying that. Today is the Super Bowl. Today is Super Bowl Sunday. Why are we forced in some instances to say the big game or championship Sunday? Okay. First of all, that proves that the Super Bowl is a holiday. I consider the Super Bowl a holiday. I consider it to be, you could either think of it on the timeline of the year, the first large group gathering here in America, or you could consider it to be the second Thanksgiving. I love the Super Bowl. I love football. I love gathering. I love food. I love comedy. I love entertainment. I love culture. I love America. And all those things are encompassed on Super Bowl Sunday. You do not have to like football to enjoy Super Bowl Sunday. You don't have to like food to enjoy Super Bowl Sunday. You don't have to enjoy great commercials to enjoy Super Bowl Sunday. But all those things are combined today on Super Bowl Sunday. That's just great. It's so fantastic. So I want to be able to speak freely on how I enjoy Super Bowl Sunday. Now, I'm an individual. This is a small podcast, and this, you know, we're going to grow the show together. But my point is, eventually, I guess I will be forced to say the big game if the NFL wants to sponsor me, the Matthew Abram Show, which would be great. You know, that'd be cool. But all that said, it's when businesses are forced to say the big game or championship Sunday instead of saying Super Bowl. When you go to the grocery store and you see a large sign that says, hey, get your big game supplies here. And then everything's kind of like gathered together, and you can grab the chips, you can grab the dip, you can grab the veggie tray, all right there for the quote big game. What does this mean, big game? I know what you mean when you say it, but there's been so many other big games in between the end of the AFC Championship and the NFC Championship. And now, in between now, there's been a lot of big games that have happened in this two-week span. There was a big game where the LA Lakers found out that Russell Westbrook isn't that great of a player anymore. He's dedicated and motivated, but he's just on the older spectrum of an NBA player, and therefore, you know, has lost his luster a little bit. He's quite fastidious in his athleticism. There's the word of the day again. Wink. But those that are NBA critics are fastidious to seeing his fastidious sportsmanship pay off. That was fun. You got to use that word fastidious. It's good. My point is, I am fastidious in getting people to speak freely and boldly. And I want to know the ratio of what size of business is there versus you can't say Super Bowl, you can only say the big game. It's super fascinating. And so I'm intrigued by that. And so I'm actually going to blend two segments in right now. And so another thing that I was thinking about is, wait, go with me on this logic here. I like to think big thoughts, and I like to have intellectual consistency. And so if I feel a certain way about one thing, I will flip it on its head, you know, shoe on the other foot test, I guess they'd say, to see if I feel the same way if the shoe was on the other foot, so that I can make sure I'm not having confirmation bias and I can condone intellectual consistency, because I want to be actually intelligent instead of a fool. Okay. So I am against communism. I'm against authoritarianism. I'm very much pro-individual. I'm also a capitalist in the sense that I know that it's the best and probably the only way that nations should run their economy is through capitalism. I understand the concept of crony capitalism. I understand the concept of hurting people for a profit, extreme libertarianism when you deny humanity and you're just doing it just for the market. That's cold and empty. There's no humanity in that. But also communism is cold and empty because you're taking away things that people have earned through coercion and giving them to people that don't have them, whether they be willing to have them or not. So it doesn't make any sense. Communism doesn't practice intellectual consistency. And extreme libertarianism also does not practice intellectual consistency. So here we go with my idea. The term big game. Okay, so in authoritarian governments, you're not able to speak freely. You can't say what you should say. So if the authoritarian government hypothetically says, you can't say the Super Bowl because we're not allowing you to say the Super Bowl. Okay. But then what we're suffering from right now is this strange extreme capitalism where the NFL literally owns the words Super Bowl. Okay, they can't really take the article, the, thank goodness. Wink. Anyways, just imagine if they could. Super Bowl, so that businesses can't say it. I can say it, but Kroger can't say it. McDonald's can't say it. Walmart can't say it. Meineke can't say it. These businesses that have corporate shares, I guess, and stock market, stockholders and things of that nature. I'm just thinking to myself, so they're not allowed to say it, and authoritarianism isn't allowed to say it. So my point is the intellectual consistency. On this spectrum of politics, you can't say certain things. And now we go over here to this spectrum of politics and situations, I should say, and you're not allowed to say it. So it just bothers me. It doesn't really make true, actual sense. Because, so back to my point about capitalism being the best, I'm going to blend a little bit of what we were talking about before, being a believer and showing the golden rule and having the golden rule seared in your psyche and on your heart, your spiritual heart. I don't know if you actually put it on your heart, you might hurt yourself, because anyway, that's getting silly. Weird. My point is, the golden rule plus capitalism equals unstoppable humanity. So capitalism is I have these goods and I want to grow the amount of goods that I have. I want to grow my wealth. So therefore, there's a marketplace and a supply that I have and a demand for these services and or products that I can provide, and people buy them, and then we can adjust whether the supply and demand goes up or down, and I can adjust whether it's expensive or less expensive than supply and demand, yada, yada, yada. Economics 101. Okay. Then there's the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have been done unto yourself. So no one actually wants to be slapped in the face. So don't slap somebody else in the face. No one actually wants to be lied to. So don't lie to others. Do unto others as you would do unto yourself. So when it comes to capitalism, man, think about this. Like, I have a product, I have a service, I have a situation that I'm providing, that I'm dedicated towards, that I'm motivated towards, and I'm equally sharing it with everybody, and we're all collectively doing that together. Where could we go as humanity? We could go to the stars and beyond. Well, man, we've already been to the stars. Don't get me started on that. Wink. That's a whole other segment for a whole other time. But my point is, the golden rule plus capitalism equals unstoppable humanity. We would not be able to be stopped. The growth aspect and the kindness aspect and the sharing aspect and the directions we could go in every single industry. And use your imagination. Even dark, quote, dark industries would be eliminated because we don't want those to happen to us. So why would we want it to happen to somebody else? That's where libertarianism goes wrong. Well, there's a market for it. So of course we're going to have human trafficking. You're sick. You're absolutely sick. No, we're not going to have human trafficking. I don't care if there's a market for that. You wouldn't want to have that done to yourself or your daughter or your son or anybody like that. So it doesn't make any sense why you, well, there's a market for it, so we're going to do it. You're soulless and you're godless. So if you add some love to your life and love to your and God in your life, you're going to have the golden rule applied to your life. And if you're still a capitalist, great. So Matt, you're saying that the libertarians are bad. No, I'm a libertarian when it comes to a lot of things. But you have to know what a libertarian is versus what a conservative is versus progressive versus liberal. Because I'm all of those things in many different ways. Because we can get on this tangent, but the political spectrum is not a straight line, first of all. It's not even a circle, okay? It's like a sphere. It's like multifaceted. There's many levels to it. There's many layers to it. It's quite elaborate and quite vast. And you have to choose and understand where you lie on it, or take yourself out of the game and stop talking about it. Because if you don't know what you are and what you actually believe and think, I don't want to hear you. I really don't. Yeah, God bless. This is refreshing, isn't it? Being bold and brave and giving my opinion. I want to hear yours. Comment down below. Matthew Rayburn Show! So I'm going to a Super Bowl party this afternoon, and I'm very excited about it. I am making a dump cake. I'm going to call it Cupid's Dump Cake. Strawberry raspberry pie filling covered with strawberry cake mix with butter on top, toasted in the oven, yummy yum in my tum tum. Okay. So it's like super red, super pink, super tart, super sweet, super yummy. Oh my goodness, I can't wait to make it. Really, I'm excited. And I have fallen in love with the dump cake. There's chocolate dump cake, lemon dump cake, cherry pineapple dump cake. Their variations are endless, and it's so simple. So I always want to keep ingredients in my cupboard for a dump cake. I'm also making buffalo chicken dip. I consider this buffalo chicken dip to be extremely easy. There's like six ingredients, and you pretty much put everything together in a large skillet, stir it together, melt it down, then put it in a tart pan, a pie pan, and bake it and make it all toasty and wonderful, and serve it with carrots and or sturdy chips. Matt, why are you bringing this up? Because I like to talk. I like to cook. And I like to talk about cooking. Okay. I wonder if there's podcasts about cooking. You can't see them cook. You can only hear them talk about the food. Interesting. No, but that said, gather together, okay? It's our second Thanksgiving. So where are you going to be for your Super Bowl party? Are you going to be alone at the house? Are you going to be with a bunch of people? Are you going to be with family? Are you going to be babysitting? are going to be watching the Puppy Bowl, which is also thoroughly enjoyable. Okay. I know we talked about how much I love animals in a previous segment, but that Puppy Bowl is absolutely ingenious. And there's like the kitten combine or something like that, where they show the kittens working out and doing little tricks and silly, cute things. And then they have the puppies that are just on, they just have different colored scarves. And then it's in a large pen, different breeds of dogs, different breeds of puppies. And they're just so cute, running around, tackling each other, biting on each other's ears. You know how it is. Was that a good segment? I don't know. I'm still recording. I love you. Matthew Abram Show. Guys, I'm so thankful for you once again. I love you. I love life. I love to live life. I love to be an individual. I support everybody doing that as well. Please comment down below. Please like and share this video live on Facebook, live on YouTube. I'm going to be posting it to Rumble. Rumble will soon have the live feature, and I'm stoked for that. Here we go. Oh, yeah. We're dancing. We're moving. We're grooving. We're being. We're feeling. I love it. I love it so much. I love life, and I love to live it, and I'm so thankful that you want to live it here with me here on Earth. I'm so thankful that I'm going to be fastidious with my love, fastidious with my dedication to the show. And I don't care if you're fastidious and you don't like it. You can not like this show. Why? Because it's called capitalism. And you can choose whether or not you watch this. It's not authoritarianism. I'm not forcing you to watch it. The government's not forcing you to watch this show. Even if the government was forcing you to watch this show, I would not want you to watch it because you're being forced to. It wasn't you being an individual who would want to watch me, the Matthew Rayburn Show. Once again, I love you. God bless you guys. Seriously, God loves you. I love you. My audience loves you because we're about love. We're about kindness. We're about being in a continual state of betterment and a positive force for good. So you can go enjoy that Super Bowl situation. You can go enjoy your spicy dips and your heavily cheddared situation because of National Cheddar Day. Hey, gals, you enjoy yourselves on Galentine's Day, okay? And you go eat some pork rinds while you're at it because it's the Super Bowl, okay? Yes, I'm rooting for the Bengals. Yes, I want Joe Burrow to win. Yes, I want him to be the first quarterback to win the national title in college, get the Heisman, and win the Super Bowl. Go Bengals, go. Matthew Rayburn Show!